In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to a joyous Sunday. This day in particular, August the 15th, is the commemoration of St. Mary, the Mother of our Lord, or the Mother of God. And so we'll be singing many hymns in thanksgiving for her and for all the for her witness and for all the good virtues that we learn from her and try to emulate ourselves. With that, I have one change in the bulletin. The first hymn is hymn 955. And not 707, which was last week's. The stanzas there are the same, however. All right. We'll begin with then 855, the first, eighth, third, and fourth stanzas. 855.
In days of old, through you shall things be given, through all their story told. They served with strength and gladness in tasks your wisdom gave. To you their lives bore witness, proclaim your power to save.
We sing, O Mary Mother, buried and full of grace.
She bore the Christ, our brother, who came to save our race. May we with her surrender ourselves to your command,
and
lay upon your altar our gifts of heart and hand. O God, for saints and servants, those named and those unknown, in whom through all the ages your light of glory shone, we offer glad thanksgiving and fervent prayer we raise, that faithful in your service our lives may sing your praise. All praise to God the Father, all praise to God the Son, all praise the Holy Spirit, who binds the church in one. With saints who went before us, with saints who witness still, we sing glad alleluias and strive to do your will.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father. seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Continue with the Magnificat.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him, from generation to generation. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you chose the Virgin Mary to be the mother of your only Son. Grant that we who are redeemed by his blood may share with her in the glory of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our catechesis. What is the sixth commandment? You shall not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we lead a sexually pure and decent life in what we say and do, and husband and wife love and honor each other.
Be faithful to your marriage vow. No lust or impure thoughts allow. Keep all your conduct free from sin, by self-control, discipline, have mercy, Lord.
This time we invite forward the children of the congregation for a children's lesson. Good morning. Awesome to see so many of you today. Today we learn about the sixth commandment, which is really a commandment all about marriage. In marriage, God takes two people, and he, a man and a woman, right? A bridegroom and a bride, right? A man in a tux and a woman in a dress. And he brings them together, the two he brings together, and he makes them into one flesh. Wow. Pretty amazing. You'll see a picture up there that's a banner. It's our wedding banner that we bring out for our marriages when we have weddings here. You'll see there's two rings, two wedding rings, right? And what's bringing those two rings together is the cross, Jesus. He brings the two together and makes them one. Okay. Now, God designed marriage this way. He made it, and he blessed it in the Garden of Eden before mankind fell into sin and ruined it. Now, who were the first people to be married? What was the man's name? Someone said it. Adam? Good. Awesome. And what was the woman's name? Eve. Yeah. Adam and Eve are our great, 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 okay, I'll stop, great grandparents, ours. We all share the same grandparents. Did you know that? Grandpa Adam and Grandma Eve. We can all say that. They're the first man and the first woman, the first to be married. In marriage, we also see a beautiful picture of the union, the one flesh of Christ and his bride, the church. The two become one. We belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to us. Right. Makes it so in baptism. Now, Jesus loves marriage. He loves being married to the church, to us. And Jesus, in fact, did his first miracle at a wedding in Cana, Galilee. St. Paul also says that marriage is good and honorable. God made marriage so that man and woman might help one another, enjoy each other, and support one another in both good times and bad times. God also made marriage so that men and women might have children and might raise you up in the fear and instruction of our Lord, that we might always offer God our praise. Now, when two people get married, they make promises to one another. They do it in public so that everybody can see it. Right? We put that banner up, and the bride and the groom come forward. The groom stands there, and the bride here. Sometimes they have a wedding party, right? And they make vows, promises to one another. They promise to love one another according to God's word. And then after making these promises, God joins them together. From that moment on, they are married. Till death they do part. God declares it so. What he joins together, nobody, nobody is to break it apart. Marriage is a lifelong blessing of God, no matter what. That's what the sixth commandment is all about. Now, we break this commandment all the time, and there's forgiveness, but that's not how God made us. He wants us to keep our marriage vows. In the sixth commandment, we learn that we aren't to pretend to be married before we really are. Right? Very common in our day. Nor are we to treat marriage as if it's just a game, something we can play with. Nor do we break marriages apart or spit upon marriage or call it a curse. No, we uphold marriage.
Right?
We hold marriage up high and say that it is good. It is blessed. God made this. It is awesome. So let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, the creation of Adam and Eve, you instituted and blessed marriage as a union of a man and a woman and commanded that it be held in honor by all. Grant your blessing to all married couples, that their life together may be blessed with wisdom, purity, self-sacrifice, and love. Give also to all who are engaged the rich blessings of your fatherly hand. Make them pure in heart and chaste in body, that together they may walk in the ways of your holy word and receive your gifts with thanksgiving. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So the sixth commandment, you shall not commit adultery, right? And what does this mean? It's all about marriage. Okay? All right. God's blessings to you all. And give thanks to God for the marriage of your parents, okay? You may return back to your seats as the congregation continues now with the readings of the church. The Old Testament reading for the festival of Saint Mary, Mother of God, is from Isaiah chapter 61. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of his righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Galatians chapter 4. St. Paul, writing primarily to mercenaries, he says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
These things are written
and that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came into my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, these words you sang just a while ago, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess the faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us then and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. You may be seated for our sermon hymn 933, meditation again on the Magnificat. This time it's called "My Soul Rejoices."
Rejoices, my spirit voices sing.
greatness of the Lord.
How well he scatters,
their rule he scatters. Sing the greatness of the Lord. Oppression halted, the meek exalted, full are the hungry, empty the wealthy. Oh, sing the greatness of God the Lord.
Here is
the token, all that was spoken to Abram's offspring, God is fulfilling. Oh, sing the greatness of God the Lord.
And now the cup overfloweth. It's good. Thanks for whoever laughs. It's a good. My pastor. Oh, your wife? Okay, my wife. Okay. Thanks, Alyssa. My pastor jokes. She gets them all day. Okay. On this 15th day of August, we give thanks to God the Father for Saint Mary, his humble maidservant, whom he blessed to be the virgin mother of his eternal Son, our incarnate Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Mary is mentioned repeatedly in the Gospels and the Book of Acts, with nearly a dozen specific episodes in her life being recorded. Her betrothal to Joseph, the annunciation by the angel Gabriel that she would be the mother of the Messiah, her visit with Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, which we just read about today, the nativity of our Lord in Bethlehem, right? The visits of the shepherds, and later the wise men, the presentation of the infant Jesus in the temple, where he met Hannah and Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis we will sing in just a little while, his song. The flight of the Holy Family into Egypt to escape King Herod's sword and fulfill the scripture. From Egypt he has called his son. The visit to Jerusalem at Passover when Jesus was a little boy, 12 years old, right? Learning in the temple. When they lost track of him for 3 days. Mary was present at the wedding at Cana in Galilee when Jesus performed his first miracle. Mary was there at her son's crucifixion when he shed his blood for her and for you. And as a faithful son, he commended Mary to the care of his beloved disciple. Woman, behold your son, he said. And to that disciple, behold, your mother. Mary was also a witness at the tomb on the day of Christ's resurrection, 3 days later. And lastly, Mary was there, gathering with the apostles in the upper room after Christ's ascension into heaven, waiting for the promised Holy Spirit. Pentecost. Mary was there. You know, in Lent we often sing the hymn, "Were you there? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? When God raised him from the tomb? Were you there?" In truth, none of us were. It's nice to meditate on these things. But none of us were there. Mary was. Early disciples of Jesus could actually go to Mary and ask her, "Mary, were you there when?" And she could say, "Yes, let me tell you all about it." Mary was there at his conception, his birth, his ministry, his passion, his crucifixion, his burial, his his resurrection and his sending of the Holy Spirit. Her firsthand account of these things, these important events, have been recorded for us. We find her witness primarily in the Gospel according to Luke and John, but also in other books as well. What a treasure we have to ponder in our own hearts. Thanks be to God. The church especially remembers and honors Mary for her unconditional obedience to the will of God. At the announcement of her virgin conception, full of faith, she said to Gabriel, "Let it be unto me according to your word." That's a good faith for all Christians to emulate. The church also takes note of Mary's loyalty to her son, even when she didn't understand him. How often do we not understand Jesus? All the time. But like Mary, we should just say, "Amen, Lord," right? But here's a better example from John's Gospel. On the third day, another day three, on the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Were you there? She was. Jesus was also invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, something she did not understand, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." She'd understand it later, but at the time she did not. Nevertheless, she was loyal, and she said to the servants there, "Do whatever he tells you. I don't understand it, but listen to him." Right? Mary was obedient and loyal by the grace of God. But above all, Mary is remembered for the highest honor that God has bestowed on her. She is the mother of the incarnate Son. "Blessed are you among women," Elizabeth says. According to tradition, Mary went with the Apostle John to Ephesus, where she later died a natural death. Her falling asleep in Christ in this way, a natural death, is honored today with white pyramids instead of the usual red, which we have for saints' days, for those martyrs who died shedding their own blood for the faith. That's why it's white. And I love white too. And I put the Easter pyramids out, right? And I thought, well, this is good because she was there. But then I was like, oh yeah, Christmas is white. So I pulled out the Christmas pyramids and put those up. She was also there, right? That's pretty awesome to be able to choose the pyramids for today. Which one? Mary is a beloved and blessed gift of God for us. Her son's flesh and blood is our life and salvation. And where do you think he got this flesh and blood from? From his mother, Mary. God didn't just create it like that, right? He was conceived. He took on the flesh and blood of his mother, yet without it, without sin. And behold in Mary, behold in her motherhood, the mystery of the incarnation. For how can he who is eternal God, ever blessed, have a mother? How can this virgin contain within her womb him who holds all things? How can a creature bear the Creator? Reason will never know. I don't understand it. Listen to him, right? But faith bends the knee, believing, and says, Mary bore God, held God in her arms, and nursed God at her breast. Mary laid God in an infant bed and made meals for God. Yes, she was mother to God in every way proper for a mother to be a mother. For in this is the reality of the incarnation. God himself has become flesh, our flesh. Since this is so, he must also have a mother. Thus all motherhood is sanctified in this and serves to show forth the humble manner in which our salvation was wrought. All generations must call this virgin blessed, for so she is. And in truth, she has now become our mother, the mother of all who are in Christ. Just as we say Father Abraham, we could say Mother Mary. This is okay. She's our mother in the faith, not by our blood, but by his. As Mary was of lowly state, in order that Christ might be born in lowly state, so also must we all humble ourselves and consider the lowly state of faith alone to be truly high and blessed in the sight of God. As Mary bore the Son of God in her body and conceived him by means of Word and Holy Spirit, so shall we this day, by Word and Spirit, the verba, receive Christ Jesus into our bodies. That's amazing. Jesus filled Mary with his joy. She was joyous during her pregnancy, causing even Elizabeth and John the Baptist to leap. Joyous when he poured out his Spirit upon her. Joyous when she was baptized in her son's death and resurrection. Joyous when she ate and drank his body and blood in the supper. Mary's son made himself one flesh with Mary. He has forgiven her. He has cleansed her and purified her. He has saved her from death and the devil. Christ abides in Mary now, and she stands before him in heaven. In being of one spirit with him and all the saints, Mary is filled to the brim with unending joy. And alleluia, there is more joy to come, for they wait for you. And so we pray, O Lord, as you have done unto Mary, so do unto us according to your word. Fill us with your Son and give us his joy. And all God's humble servants said, Amen. There's going to be a choir hymn festival at Galva on the 12th of September at our sister church down there, St. John. Our choir has been invited, along with a lot of other congregations and their choirs. Anyone in our congregation who would desire to sing with us is invited to stay after the service for just a few minutes. We'll just try to organize a few things. I think that's all I have for today. Is there any other announcements? Okay, very good. We'll continue then with the prayers of the church. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all husbands and wives and for all families from generation to generation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Tristan, Holly, Heather and Anjali, let us pray to the Lord. For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. for all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Max, Scott, Carrie, Mike, for Brett Wilkinson's father and mother, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for Mike, and for the bereaved of Beverly Glinky's sister, Lynette, that the joy of our Lord's resurrection would comfort them and his spirit uphold them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
the holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, and earth with full acclaim shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. By faith, the saints of old held fast to your promise of things hoped for, though not yet seen, leaving an example and encouragement for us who walk now by faith and not by sight. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink this holy supper of your Son's incarnate body and blood, and in the union of this mystical body, the Church, be joined in unending praise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, and Elijah, and all the faithful prophets, the blessed apostles and evangelists, with Saint Mary and the holy martyrs, and all the saints in glory, who fought the good fight of faith before us. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in my remembrance." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away.
Body of Christ given for you, and take, drink his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Now may this, the body and blood of Mary's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon in the temple.
O Lord, now let your servant depart in early peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill, the glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning, is now, shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, this mystery. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated for our closing hymn, 387, Joy to the World.
Lord is come, let earth receive her King, let every heart prepare him room, and in our nature sing, and in our nature sing, and in our nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. More let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for us, the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders.
wonders, wonders, wonders.